Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. In an Oval Office address, President Biden hailed the newly passed debt ceiling bill. Details from CBS's Natalie Brand.
The bill, which was brokered by the president and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, raises the nation's debt limit past the 2024 presidential election. It essentially freezes domestic spending for 2 years while hiking Pentagon spending by 3%.
The Pentagon has spent millions of dollars on a now-canceled program designed to replace the much-maligned defense travel system. CBS's Christopher Cruz has the story.
After spending tens of millions of dollars of a $374 million single-source contract to build and implement the new program called My Travel, it's been canceled. Officials aren't saying why they made the cancellation decision.
Troubling findings in an investigation into the death of a child who was in the custody of Border Patrol.
The 8-year-old girl died May 17th. U.S. Customs says the Honduran parents shared her medical history with officials a week before that. She had a chronic heart condition and rare blood disorder. She had a seizure and died on her 9th day in custody. The Border Patrol's Office of Professional Responsibility found a nurse practitioner did not review that medical history the day she died and denied several requests for an ambulance made by the girl's mother.
That's CBS's Steve Kathan. The death toll from two train derailments in India continues to rise. The BBC's Charles Haviland has details.
Dozens of rescue workers are cutting through debris to try to save passengers trapped in mangled carriages. Television footage shows smashed train compartments torn open and scores of passengers lying by the tracks.
At last report, more than 230 people were confirmed dead from that accident. Officials in Davenport, Iowa, say three people are still missing and feared dead after the partial collapse of an apartment building. WHBF-TV's Trey Harris spoke with the daughter of one of those missing.
For the city of Davenport, I'm speechless.
A message from Nancy Fraser. She's Daniel Preen's only daughter, and Preen is believed to be in the rubble of the collapsed building. Nancy says she knew nothing about the tragedy until Thursday, almost 5 days after it happened.
I was praying it was a mistake. I was praying it wasn't him.
Seven people injured in the partial collapse of a building under construction in New Haven, Connecticut. Here's the fire chief, John Alston.
What was occurring at the time was a concrete and cement pour. And what happens is you have workers up there who are spreading it as it's being applied. It appears from their statements that it began to pool in a certain area faster than they could, and it caused it to cave.
This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Nissan knows that thrill should start the moment you see a car. The 2023 Nissan Ariya blends timeless and futuristic elements of Japanese design, while the 2023 Nissan Z's sleek roofline was inspired by a samurai sword. From the arc of the roof to the way the headlamp meets the grille, every detail of a Nissan vehicle is designed to get your heart racing before you ever press start. Make every mile exciting with Nissan. Head to NissanUSA.com for more information.
Your home is the place where you know your loved ones are secure. But the things that keep your home protected can't keep pests at bay. That's where Raid comes in. For 60 years, Raid scientists have worked to protect people around the world. With trusted research, ingredients, testing standards, and product efficacy, Raid seeks to create a better future for all. Especially the ones you love most. Raid. Protection for all.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind me of Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind me of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed. My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 92, today, under partly cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 58, tonight, mainly clear skies. High of 86, tomorrow, mainly sunny. Low 80s, Monday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms, turning much cooler, Tuesday, with highs in the mid-70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
No sour, happy, fun time, haha, power hour. Welcome to the no sour, fun time, haha, power hour.
Oh, she did it.
I got it.
I think she's got it. By George, she's got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the very last No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour, because on Monday, we go to 10 to 12 instead of 11 to 2. So we're condensing everything. And not that the show won't have a little no sour, haha, fun time power hour sprinkled throughout it.
Absolutely.
But there won't be a designated hour anymore. So this is it. After all that work,
I
memorized what they actually, what it was actually called.
It only took several months.
It only took a little while, but we got it eventually. And now it's going away. But coming up this hour, at 1:30, we are going to be talking to Will Radcliffe, who is a
Radler.
Sorry. Yes. Who is a famous rose gardener. What is it? What's it? A chief tinkerer is what's on the website.
Well, he helped develop the knockout rose. So he came up with a seedling that he helped develop. And I mean, he's world famous and continues developing rose strains and all that stuff. So if you're a gardener and you like roses, this is the guy that you want to hear.
And he's based in Franklin?
Yeah. His company's called Rose Innovations.
All right.
Very cool.
So that's coming up at 1:30. And then for now, though, we are going to return to our weekly segment of Am I the Sphincter? Which is our take on... It's basically the only thing that we changed is the name so that we can say it on air. But basically, this is a subreddit on Reddit where we pick out some of the saucier, spicier contributions over the week, where people submit their real life scenario and ask for input on whether or not they were the jerk in the situation. And then people weigh in. And we ask you to weigh in, and we certainly weigh in, on if we think this person is the sphincter, also known as an a-hole.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the first one. Da-da-da. Let me get it up. Am I the sphincter for calling my friend disgusting during a time I was supposed to be supporting him?
Okay.
My friend James, who's 24, is struggling with his girlfriend. They've been together for almost 3 years, but he has gotten increasingly unhappy. He asked me to get coffee yesterday so he can do some venting. It's okay, I vent to him too. It's a cool perk of our friendship. We were drinking our coffee and I was letting him talk, and he brought up her weight pretty quickly. I admit she has gained significant weight since they began dating. I believe James said she's gone up 3 or so pant sizes. James was saying how he does love her, he finds her plenty attractive still, and enjoys bedroom time very much. But then he stated, then he started saying the problem is how it makes him look. He said he doesn't want to be the guy with the heavy girlfriend, and he hates when he goes out with his groups of friends and that his girlfriend is the biggest girl there all the time. He says he's not really sure there's a good way for him to bring this up to her. I got mad at what he was saying. His girlfriend is one of the sweetest humans I've ever met. I know she deals with some mental health irregularities as well, as, and that's probably contributing to her inability to lose weight. I told James that he is a total a-hole ick face.
Nice.
Yeah, and I didn't meet him to listen to him fat shame a wonderful woman. I thought the problems were deeper. I told him we were done and went home. He's blown up my phone, half apologizing, half saying I agreed to hear him vent, so I can't get mad at him on what he's venting about. I'm torn if it was right to cut our vent sesh short. Am I the sphincter?
844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. Call and or text. Is she the sphincter or not?
I think there's a different way she could have handled it. I think she could have both called him on his stuff while still letting him vent. Because I will admit, like, I have not many. I basically have one friend who I can say my most revealing, like the things I would not tell anyone else about, things that you may make you look petty, make you look shallow, make you look whatever, like those, the things that you're actually thinking, that you know you would not admit because it makes you look bad.
Right.
I have like that. I have one friend and I am that person to him too. And we, if there is an understanding that we know we shouldn't feel this way, but sometimes we do. And granted, mine is not this. Mine, like, is not if I, you know, he's gained weight or whatever. And so I think if that is the basis of their friendship, is like, I trust you to be able to tell the things that I can't tell anyone else to, then that is the expectation. I think just blowing up at him, like, you can think that, like, but I think you can do it in a way without storming out and blowing up at him that is actually more helpful to get him to, like, do you see why this is destructive for you, that you thinking this way? And like, if everything else is good and it's just this, wouldn't you be sad if it ended and she walked out of your life? Like, maybe get over it. So I would say, I don't think she's the jerk, but I think she could have handled it differently.
Yeah. And I would agree with you. I mean, certainly you want to believe you're in a safe space when you're venting to a close friend. At the same time, if they are a close friend, they should be able to call you on your stuff when they think you're wrong. Because we've talked about this before, supporting someone regardless of whether they're right or wrong. And I think that's a mistake. But yeah, screaming at him and calling him an ick face and whatever, and then storming out was not the right way to handle it.
Especially because it doesn't seem like he even knows what he's necessarily apologizing for. Like, she's like, he's blowing up her, he knows he's screwed up, but he's apologizing to her, but also saying that she, like,
betrayed him.
What they were going to vent about. Yeah, but it's like, I think that it'd be more conducive for everyone if you actually, like, walk through why. Like, let's get to the bottom. Let's have a therapy session and get to the bottom of what. So why does this actually bother you? Like, what does it say about you? What are you insecure about that you think that it's such a big deal that in every other way, this woman is wonderful, and yet somehow what other people think of her and thus what they think of you is bothering you so much? Like, what insecurity are you dealing with? Like, that I feel like becomes the more productive conversation.
Yes.
Versus, she basically kind of made it about her because she was so offended by what he was saying. And I'm sure she thought, especially if he's, she said he's 24. She didn't say how old she was, but in your early 20s, like just being disgusted by the fact that he could even think this way. But like, at least he's honest about it. And like he, and so I don't know.
Well, and it also leads me to believe that men mock other men for being with women who are not the ideal physical specimen.
Which is, that is true. I know that to be true, even in my own friend group. We have a guy friend who had said to, I'm keeping this vague. We have a guy friend who his friends, he had a girlfriend who is wonderful. So fun, very outgoing, down for whatever. And actually, since they broke up, she's looking really great. but you know, and his guy friends ragged on his girlfriend and what she looked like to his face. And I could not believe the audacity of who would, one, are these really your friends?
Seriously.
That you would ever hang out with people who are like, okay with, it's one, it's bad enough to not call guys out when they're just like making fun of women's appearances, period. But when it's your girlfriend. And so like, that certainly does happen, that there's guys and it's like the, it's the hierarchy, right? It's the hierarchy and the status symbol of having like a hot, a traditionally, conventionally hot girlfriend is a status symbol for some guys and in some guy groups.
So we all have to want to sleep with the same type of person. We all have to be attracted to the person that this person is attracted to,
yeah,
because this person sets the standard. That's ridiculous.
Oh, I completely agree, but we're talking about men here.
Well, I just, it seems,
it's a joke. It's a joke.
Petty and mean. And it seems more like something women would do.
Oh, you don't think men can be mean?
I know they can, but I just, that is disappointing. That's disappointing to me.
Well, and it doesn't say necessarily any of his friend in this scenario for the Emma the Sphincter, anyone said anything to him, but he's clearly self-conscious about it for a reason.
It's bothering him. They must be saying things to him, or he's hearing about it, or he does it too with his friends. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
So yeah, what do you think? Was she in the right for calling him out and walking out of the conversation, or should she have maybe been a little more understanding and understood that this was part of the, this is what happens when you vent. You have to accept what they're venting about and you can't get mad over it. 844-96-PARTY. We'll take your calls and your texts when you come, when we come back. But we have another one, because the next one we're going to talk about is, am I the sphincter for reporting my friend to his work and getting him fired because he refused to give my books back?
Yikes.
So that one sounds a little hairy. But we have Mike on the YouTube Live. This feels like something that happens in high school, not in your 20s. That's fair, I think. I don't know. There's some pettiness that happens in your 20s, too. But we'll keep talking about it when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Thank you.
You're a douche. You're a douche. You're a big, fizzy douche.
And don't lie sad and alone.
You're a douche. You're a douche. You're a big, fizzy douche.
Hold it, everybody. That's my phone.
Hello?
You're a douche.
Give me a D-O-U-C-H-E, douche.
Drum roll!
You're a douche. I'm a douche. Just a big, fizzy douche.
And that's all I'll ever be.
You're a douche. You're a douche. You're a big, fizzy douche. And that's all you're.
It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area. area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr. Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lots of sunshine today with a high of 88. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows level off around 59. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Monday, with daytime highs approaching 82. 71 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Check out the Devil's Advocates Radio with Crute and Dom.
You guys really make sense.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
When you're a stranger, faces look ugly. When you're alone, women seem wicked. When you're unwanted, streets are uneven. When you're down, when you're strange.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are doing our weekly Am I the Sphincter? Reading some submissions from Reddit where people are wondering, are they the jerk for in their situation or were they in the right? And so we were just talking about a girl who was very offended by her guy friend when he was complaining that everything else in the relationship is fine except the fact that his girlfriend has gained weight and he's embarrassed by her when he's out with his friends of what other people will think of him because of her. And I don't think she's the a-hole, but I do think she could have handled it better.
I agree with you completely.
A little gray area.
And she may want to take it another step and tell the girlfriend to go find somebody new.
I know. And that's the other question. Like, I think that becomes the deeper, if she steps, is that an overstep? Of you were trusting me as your friend to vent to me. And because sometimes when we vent, we know that there's not necessarily a solution. We just need to complain.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Like that is often advice in relationships that men constantly wants to be fixing things and women just want to be heard. But I've heard similar stuff even with teenagers. Like just let your teenager vent to you. They don't need you to fix it. And so sometimes in like that scenario, it's like, I'm frustrated with this and there's nothing really to do about it, but I just wanted to talk about it. And in that case, like sometimes people just have to talk about stuff, even if there's nothing to be done about it. And even if you're wrong for thinking it, but you still think it.
Right.
So you're supposed to like not talk about it at all and sit on it.
No, I think she would be overstepping if she took the next step.
The next step. I agree. All right. So the next one, am I the sphincter for reporting my friend to his work and getting him fired because he refused to give my books back?
Well, okay. I need details.
I know. So this one's weird. I, 27 female, recently had some friends over at my house for my birthday. I have a book collection with some signed books by relatively famous authors. They're not behind a locked shelf or anything, but they're in my room. After they left, I noticed a few books were gone. And someone mentioned that Jay, I think that's fake name, 28 male, claimed I let him borrow the books. I called Jay and yelled at him about lying and stealing my books. He tried to explain that he was taking them to his work at a bookstore to get them officially appraised, and it was supposed to be a surprise gift. I chewed him out and asked how that's considered a gift, and I wanted my books back. He refused.
He refused?
That's the weird part. I told him I will be calling the cops and his work if he doesn't, and he still refused to bring them back. I immediately called the cops to file a police report, and waited until the morning to call his work. I gave them all the details, including the case number, and I said, I'll be coming with an officer to get my books back from Jay that day. His work cooperated with me and promptly fired Jay after I got my books back. Jay claims that I went too far over the books and demands I give him money until he finds another job. Am I the jerk? Am I the sphincter? Am I the a-hole? It's so weird. Why would he take your books and refuse to give them back, especially under threat of you telling his job? And so I would say no. I mean, I do think, like, there's a quick escalation. Like, I feel like I would be so flabbergasted if a friend took something from mine and then I didn't, and then, like, refused to give it back. And, like, I would be so much more concerned with trying to figure out why are you refusing to give this back to me? Like, what is happening before I would immediately jump to calling the police? But I'm so confused by this one.
I am too. And for one thing, I would be furious if someone was going into my bedroom when I had a gathering at my house without my knowledge. That's just creepy. That's creepy.
Like, he's definitely the a-hole, right? Like, he definitely is.
You,
but also, and so you definitely do not, but, like, and she still doesn't understand why he took the books and why he refused to give them back.
Because he was going to steal them, I assume.
I know. So if you were going to steal your friend's books and try to sell them for money, how do you ever justify that person give you money because you lost your job over your actions?
Yeah, no. That's real convoluted logic there.
Yeah, real convoluted logic. So I would say no, she is not the a-hole.
And you are well rid of this alleged friend.
This alleged friend.
Right, who's creeping around in your bedroom stealing your books and then claiming I'm doing this for a surprise for you. Yeah, no, not buying it. Nice try, though.
I want more information on this one, though.
Do they do they ever do follow-ups? Are there ever any, they share more information after getting all this advice from people, or does that not happen?
I don't know. I don't go down the rabbit holes of the, like, responses as much. I kind of just read the prompts. This is 2 weeks in a row. Cause I think, was it last week that we had the one where the wife took the $300 ginseng
out of the fridge
and then was, like, so offended that her husband didn't stand up for her. It's like, you stole something. What? And I feel like reading these, you just, the things that people can justify in their head, what's the quote from The Big Chill? Is it that the most important things in life are justifications?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rationalizations. Yes.
Most important thing in life is rationalizations. And he goes, what about sex? He goes, have you ever gone a week without rationalizing something?
It's a classic.
And so, the ability for some of these folks to rationalize their behavior and even be so indignant that they were, like, not even just rationalize it, be like, no, I was right, you're wrong, is, like, some mental gymnastics that I am not.
Not that limber.
All right. When we come back, let's talk about roses. So if you are a rose gardener, or any kind of gardener, you are going to want to listen to this. Will Radler will be here of Rose Innovations in Franklin, Wisconsin. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin. When you're strange, no one remembers
your name. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad,
Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 92, today, under partly cloudy skies, northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 58, tonight, mainly clear skies. High of 86, tomorrow, mainly sunny. Low 80s, Monday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms, turning much cooler, Tuesday, with highs in the mid-70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A long, long time ago, on graduation day.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And many people will say Will Radler single-handedly brought rose genetics into the 21st century with the introduction of a seedling that eventually became the knockout rose. Since that introduction in 2000, Will has continued to pursue breeding roses and has successfully created not only the additional knockout roses, but also many other award-winning varieties. His roses are recognized around the world, and many have won prestigious awards for their top performance. And he has his own company right here in Wisconsin, in Franklin, called Rose Innovations, where he continues to breed exceptional roses. So we're so happy to have on the show Will Radler. How you doing, Will?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Jane. I'm so excited to be on the show.
I didn't realize you are world famous, Will.
Yeah, I guess so.
There's
that Wisconsin humility.
That is so Wisconsin to just say, yeah, I did some things and it's not really a big deal. But tell us, first of all, about this first seedling that led to the whole Knockout Rose development.
I learned in my teens that people that got into, let's say, even younger than I am, were giving up on their hobby because it entailed too much work, and I wanted to breed that work out of roses as I got older so I wouldn't have to give up on my hobby. So I did it, and I'm here, and I can't believe it.
So I guess what is the Knockout Rose? I am very, very early, as in like last weekend, on my gardening yard work adventure of being a homeowner. And so because it's trademarked, right? A Knockout Rose. And so what makes it so special?
What makes it so special is a lot of things. It kind of broke so many traditional codes that roses weren't supposed to have. For instance, roses usually got black spot, a disease that caused the leaves to fall off of rose bushes, and you had to spray them once a week from before the first bloom until it started getting cold in fall. This is something that most people did not like to do. The avid rose growers, however, would do it. And I was one of those. But after a few years, I understood why older people tired of that easily. So Knockout doesn't get that. And it not only comes through the winter without winter protection, it blooms earlier than traditional roses. And then it cycles faster. So there's bloom cycles in roses. And a normal rose would give you about 3 bloom cycles a year. Well, in our climate, it gives 4 or 5. And then you don't have to deadhead. Deadhead is removing the old spent blooms. You usually had to cut the stems back to get a good, strong stem to produce a bloom. But with Knockout, you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to even cut off the old bloom. You could just leave it there, and the petals would shed, and the new growth would cover up the remains. And the bush would keep this nice, compact, round shape without any special trimming. The only thing you had to do, really, was keep it watered. It would like to be fertilized at least once a year, twice if you could, and then watered. But it's even drought resistant. So it's kind of a miracle rose. It took me 15 years of dedicated breeding to develop it, and it took me 11 more years before it got commercially available.
Boy, wow. You got to be patient. My goodness. Will Radler is joining us from Rose Innovations, which is based in Franklin, and he's like on the cutting edge of rose technology, which is amazing. The black spot I experienced, Will, I had some shrub roses that we put in a number of years ago. And as you said, I just got so fed up with it that eventually I just ripped them all out because it's insidious. And that also kind of gave me the attitude that roses are like really high maintenance flowers. And they're ungrateful because then when you try to help them, they stab you.
Yeah, it's a shame roses have to have thorns. But in our breeding right now, and I have people helping me with the breeding, I still have a small operation, but the small operation managed is to come up with some really great stuff. We're working on getting rid of the thorns, and we can do it, but it's a trade-off. You get some other bad traits as you get rid of the thorns, so it's not an easy thing, but getting knocked out was not an easy thing either.
Right.
So just because it's difficult doesn't mean that I'm going to give up on it.
When you mention breeding flowers, I'm curious what that entails. I mean, do you take them out for a nice dinner and drinks or what? What?
No. It's a relatively simple operation. First, you have to find a fertile female rose. Most wild roses, I shouldn't say most, all wild roses are both male and female flowers. They have viable pollen and viable egg cells, so they can self-pollinate themselves. With hybrid roses, this gets a little complicated because the genes get a little mixed up, and sometimes the roses get a little infertile. So you have to find a female rose that sets hips and find seed that germinates. So after doing that, the simple process of taking pollen from one rose and applying it to the pistils of the fertile female rose.
So that's very handy.
Explain that.
No, but it's.
I explained that simple enough.
You did, but it just sounds like it's very labor intensive because this has to be done by hand.
Well, weeding is labor intensive too.
I learned that.
But, it's weeding can be therapeutic. Going out in the garden and. It's almost meditative.
And so, oh, go ahead.
I think that's what I like about gardening, the fact that you can get out there and just be there with nature.
It's always good to play in the dirt. It's good for you.
Yeah.
It really is. It's good for you.
It's so then, it brings joy. Is there a historical reason, like talking about just the symbolic nature of roses and its place in literature and in history, like, do you know anything about like why out of all the flowers, roses are considered the most romantic?
I've read a lot about okay. Roses and they're always called, the flower of romance and other flowers. I'm a plant geek. Other flowers are mentioned closely about that, but they're not as much as roses, and they never say why.
So it's just it was just a good P. The roses had a good PR. Manager. They had someone doing PR for them that got them. Now we all believe that if you want to show love, you have to give roses. So that worked out well for them.
I think something about the shape of roses, the fact that they can take on so many shapes from such a simple, simple basic shape. You can have five petals, and that can be beautiful. Or you can have 150, 200 petals, and they can be all cramped up together into a very romantic form and filled with perfume. And the perfumes can be so vastly different. It's just amazing. And the colors that man has created that never existed in nature, and we now have in modern roses, and the things to come that we haven't seen and haven't created yet, it's just amazing. And the public can see that here when they come to my garden. What we're doing with the rose.
Which is happening because the Greater Milwaukee Rose Society tour is happening at Rose Innovations on June 10th, right?
That's right. That's right. I love to show off my garden. My staff and I, we do so much work to make the garden beautiful. And we love to show off our work. And I have the staff here, and I have the non-profit partners here for Open Gardeners. I don't think I said that right. The non-profit partners, the one coming up is the Greater Milwaukee I'm losing things. The Greater Milwaukee Rose Society. I almost said Rose Foundation. Can't even remember the name of the organizations I belong to.
Well, I'm sure you must belong to tons and tons and tons of them.
Just a few. Every plant society almost that exists. And, they're a nonprofit organization, and all the proceeds of that are coming to this open garden will be going to them to further the cause of the rose.
Wonderful. Well, Will Radler, we're coming up on a break, but it was so lovely to talk to you and find out more about the Knockout Rose and Rose Innovations. And so we'll link the tour for this weekend, but then also the other schedule that people can come by in Franklin and see it later. But thanks so much, Will.
You're welcome. Thank you.
In her book, two roses are red, my love. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 88 today, under mainly clear skies, northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 59 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 80. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Monday, with daytime highs approaching 82. 71 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently,
if you're hanging out in Waukesha,
it's 101.1 FM. In southeastern Wisconsin, it's 540 AM.
And all around the world on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Kristen Bry, she is Jane Madnair, and we are wrapping up today's show. And our last show, our last 3 hour show,
exactly.
I should say.
We will be back on Monday.
We are here on Monday, but we will be here at 10. So if you tune in for the 1 o'clock hour, the No Sour Haha Fun Time hour on Monday, you will might be surprised to hear Todd Albo's voice instead of ours. We will not be here. But we will be on 10 to 12 starting Monday. And so, yeah, but Jane, did you know that today is National Donut Day?
I did not. National Donut Day.
Or just Donut Day. And I heard this, speaking of Todd Alba, I heard this on his show today. So there's two different ways to spell donut. How do you spell it?
D-O-N-U-T.
Okay. So the do nut.
The do nut.
Instead of the D-O-U-G-H.
That seems very English to me.
Well, and that's exactly what Aaron Zahmer said on his show. And I was like, I'm going to save this and ask Jane, since she is married to an Englishman. Is that the English spelling? Donut with like dough spelled like the dough you need?
They tend to throw in O-U's unnecessarily, at least in my estimation. Thoroughfare, and I don't know. But it just, that sounds like an English iteration. My husband is not a big donut consumer, so I don't even know. I don't even know if I could ask him. And I am also not, I shouldn't say I'm anti-donut, but that wouldn't be, if I had a treat to pick, that wouldn't be it.
What is your treat when you pick?
I would go for brownie over donut.
Oh.
And if I do a donut, because I'm a bad person, I only eat the frosting off the top.
Really?
Yes.
You don't like the actual cake, like baked part of it?
Not particularly, no.
So you like brownies. Do you like cake?
Pie over cake.
Pie over cake, brownies over donuts. Where do cookies fall?
As long as it's not a Fig Newton, I am very pro cookie.
But where is a cookie versus a donut versus a brownie?
I would take, my order would be brownie, cookie, donut.
Brownie, cookie, donut.
Are you a big donut person?
I don't really like Krispy Kremes. Like Krispy Kremes, like they're too melt in your mouth ish. Like
not cakey enough.
I don't
have substance.
Yeah, like I don't. Yeah, so it's like I always grew up liking Long John's. So like the longer ones with the vanilla frosting on top. But now I like old fashioned donuts that are like with the cinnamon sugar on the outside.
Really?
Yeah. We had actually, I think a couple weeks ago, so for some reason someone brought donuts over. And now just in general, I think normally I would like be like, oh, I'll take half. I don't need the whole donut. I'm pretty sure. And now like a lot of those rules have gone out the window.
Well,
it's like, when else am I going to eat like this except when I'm pregnant? And so I think I had like 2.5 and it was great. And it was, I was like, man, donuts are really good. And although I don't know if I have a go-to donut place in Milwaukee yet. I feel like I'm mostly the receiver when someone brings donuts.
Sure.
that I will enjoy one when they're there, but I am not like, oh, I need to go seek out a donut right now and I'm going to go to my favorite spot.
But we have wonderful little bakeries all over the place that probably make their own, you know, in their own versions.
Probably. Do you have one that you recommend?
I'm the name of escapes me right now, but there's one in West Dallas. Little bakery. But yeah, you should look around if you don't want to get a chain donut, which seems like most of us.
Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, like I'm not going to a Dunkin' Donuts. That seems to be where donuts. Like I'm getting something local.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with a poonchki, which is basically a donut.
It is a jelly-filled donut.
It is special. It gets its own day as well, but it is basically a donut.
Pretty much.
But yeah, I thought that was so funny to think of the spelling of donuts and what the history is of one. It makes more sense as far as like the dough with the G-H, so with the O-U-G-H, because it's like, oh, isn't that how you spell dough?
Yes. D-O-U-G-H.
But,
yep.
Yeah. But then I'm pretty sure the famous sign on the donuts with Simpson, with Homer Simpson, is like D-O-N-U-T-A. But yeah, so that is today. So maybe I'll hunt down a donut. Well, actually, because I am going to Pride tonight. And
that's
so
right.
I'm sure with the vendors and stuff that are there, I will have another night of not necessarily eating very healthy. But maybe there'll be a donut there that I can eat. What are you doing this weekend?
We are going to be working outside if it ever is not 900 degrees.
How warm has it been in your neck of the woods? Because by the time I've left Waukesha, it's like 90. Like we walk out from the studio and it's been so hot.
Right.
By the time I get back to Milwaukee, granted, it's the sun is not the highest of the day because I've been at the studio, but it's been like not, it's been tolerable. Has it been really warm where you are?
It's really warm. You're much closer to the lake than we are. And that really does have that's a big mitigating factor in whether or not it gets super, super hot. And I should also try and bring my bicycle up from the basement and get that thing out.
Are you going to do something for Wisconsin Bike Week next week?
Maybe.
Get your bike pumped.
Just to ride it would be, I would be delighted just to take it for a ride.
Do you have some good trails by you?
We do. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing though too, is because the roads are so bad, at least the neighborhood roads are so bad, I feel like I have to drive my bicycle somewhere to ride my bicycle so I don't pop my tires on the way to the trail.
Did you see that the Pothole Patrol is doing their tour across Wisconsin right now?
I missed that.
So it's basically, and maybe we'll talk about it more next week, but it's exactly what it sounds like. So it's basically like a commission and they're like making stops all over the state of Wisconsin to fix the darn roads. But it's called the Pothole Patrol, which all I can think of is Paw Patrol and kids.
Yes.
And I was like, this is just a ridiculous name for like, it's a serious problem because people wreck their cars all the time on the potholes and the potholes are everywhere. But I was like, really? That's what you went with? Pothole Patrol?
It was a short meeting.
All right, well, that will do it for us today and this week. Come back at 10 a.m not 11 a.m but 10 a.m on Monday when we will do it all over again, but only for 2 hours. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for calling, thank you for texting, thank you for being part of the show and listening to the show. We will see you next week.
It's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations.
like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.